tips on using your microcontroller I/O ports. Find tips and advices on using your microcontroller I/O ports in this article. Introduction. The Arduino ecosystem has made it easy to work with microcontrollers. However, because of this, you may miss out on certain concepts related to your device's characteristics. Here is a guide to help you dig deeper into the functions of your microcontroller I/O ports. On using your microcontroller digital input pins. Don't leave your digital inputs floating. Digital inputs have a defined value. You'll usually see this in the electrical specifications of your datasheet. It should be labeled as digital input, VHI min and max, or VLO min and max. Because of this, you should avoid getting input values in between these min and max values. When you leave your digital inputs floating, it's most likely that you'll get random values. You can set your input port to turn on an internal pull-up or pull-down resistor if your port has this capability. Otherwise, tie up these inputs externally to VCC or GND through external pull-up or pull-down resistors. The value used for a pull-up or pull-down resistor should be in the range of at least 10 times lower than the internal impedance of the input pin. Generally, this input impedance should be in the 100K, 1M ohm range. With this, choose a value appropriately. Too high a value can create a large voltage drop on the resistor that can hamper the valid logic voltage range on the input pin. On using push buttons on your digital I/O pins. Push buttons help microcontrollers interact with the outside world through finger presses from a user. Push button inputs are still digital inputs, so make sure you enable an internal or external pull-up or pull-down resistor for them. Additionally, debounce these inputs either through hardware or software to eliminate glitchy values. The figure above implements RC0 as an active low switch input, while RC5 is an active high. Note that since there are no series protection resistors, avoid configuring these ports as outputs. A hardware debouncer is composed of a diode, capacitor, resistor, and a Schmitt trigger. A more dedicated post should explain its operation in detail. For now, see that the RC combination acts as a low-pass filter for your switch, the diode acts to shorten the time of charging of the capacitor, and the Schmitt trigger ensures you have a digital waveform output fed to your input pin. Another method you can use to detect button presses reliably is to use a software debounce routine or statements on your firmware. The debounce routine statement can be simple, such as adding a delay once you detect a button press. It can also be more complex, such as determining all or some of the states of a switch bounce using timers. In either case, your end goal is simply to know when a user has pressed the push button switch. Here is a fairly simple code to debounce your push button switch using a delay. On another note, you can create a more complex debounce routine using code from the Arduino examples menu. On using your microcontroller's digital output pins. Different kinds of microcontrollers employ different characteristics on their digital pins configured as output. It can be that their outputs can supply a large amount of current that can drive an LED. On the other hand, it can be that their output can supply current just enough to communicate with a sensor or another microcontroller. Check your microcontroller's datasheet and look for both output current per pin and output current per group or overall ports. Digital outputs in open drain mode. Some microcontrollers allow open drain outputs. When turned on, these outputs drive its external pin to ground through one internal MOSFET inside the chip. This is unlike plain GPIOs, which have push-pull circuitry, which actually has two complementary internal MOSFETs, that simply outputs a high or low value to communicate with sensors or other peripherals. An open drain output has the ability to sync current generated from a higher or lower valued voltage source than your microcontroller's VDD. This means you can drive peripherals or communicate with other ICs that has a different supply voltage. Conclusion. You've just learned different concepts related to your microcontroller's I/O ports. Digital inputs should always have defined logic levels for you to get reliable data. This can be done by employing pull-ups or pull-down resistors. You've also learned how to use push buttons properly. Additionally, your output ports have different characteristics you can take advantage of when driving your circuits. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Tips on Using Your Microcontroller, I/O Ports. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.